hard, well, if you ask me personally about photographing, like, I took some photographs, but I wasn't really satisfied because I was just taking some, just kind of experiment, you know, through the light values and all that. And it was kind of really hard in a sense. This is another good point. It was kind of really hard in a sense to get something that would capture they wouldn't let me up on a roof, but I was talking to them. Then this one guy, he turned around and he was standing like this, you know, and had on the carpenter suit, you know, and the roof was going like this, and he was right there, you know, and just the angles and the way he was standing, and it was, he was up against, he kind of looked monumental.
How did you feel, Dennis, when various individuals sort of, like, wouldn't even listen to you, you couldn't even talk to them? Well, how did you feel? You know, like, you've been around Indians enough to know a few of them and their ways and such. So how did you feel about this?
Well, I only found one guy that wouldn't talk to me. That was that Remington guy. And he's got some bad psychological problems, and I doubt that I would even consider him an Indian.
What about the guy in the dock?
Well, he's even got worse psychological problems than Remington. Yeah, he's a real creepy, you know. I think I would consider an Indian with Indian problems.
I see.
And Remington, I would consider a white man in Indian skin with white man problems. Trying to do an Indian thing, maybe to straighten out his white man problems.
How do you know this guy in the docks is an Indian with Indian problems? You know, what makes you sense this? How can you make this difference?
Just his attitude towards me, that Negro, and his attitude towards Lorraine. Kiss it off too, as far as he was concerned.
Yeah, like, yeah, this is what.
Whereas Remington would be a budsy with him because he's trying to do the Indian thing.
Uh-huh.
But you see, the other guy is doing an Indian thing because he is an Indian. And as far as he can tell, Lorraine's a complete sellout. Running up there and hugging that black guy, you know, this flower child, big deal. You're a black man, so we have to love you just like we do red men, and, you know. Really kind of a sickening scene, I thought.
What do you think about these black men or black people now trying to identify or trying to associate with Indians or these or if you consider them Indians or, you know, the pseudo Indian type?
Well,
how do you think they justify this?
Okay, they justify it in terms of their own cause, you know, black nationalism. The same way that T. Harina did up in Taos. He figured if he could get the Indians in back of the Mexican movement, the Alianza, would be a real good deal. But I don't suspect that T. Harina or the blacks really plan to reciprocate one bit. You know, it's their own trip. Talk about racial prejudice. Right? There's no group that's not racial prejudice. You know damn well that Indians are prejudiced. You know damn well that blacks are prejudiced. You know, and they'll enlist a white man or an Indian or a black man to help their cause. But when it's all said and done, they really don't give a shit. Except for very rare cases. And that Spade that was on the dock yesterday was not a rare case. He was out to sell his own book. That's all.
Yeah, Irene and I were talking something about the security thing of theirs. And like that first day when we went to the office, we both felt very offended and very uncomfortable. And then after, well, when we're getting ready to leave, we kind of found reasons for their actions. I mean, I'm not excusing them for not being hospitable. How do you say
hospitable?
Hospitable enough in contrast, again, when I go back home, it's very sincere, come in and eat, and, you know, how are you doing, and, you know, what can I do to help you, and stuff like that, and there it wasn't. And then we were thinking that a lot of the people that we talked to, they wanted a real tight security because there were people that actually are, which surprised me, I don't know why, but it really surprised me that we're trying to sabotage them. They were trying to cut off their electricity and their water lines and everything, and they're on the island. I mean, they were just, and they were informants, and they either were, so far, I don't know whether it was any government people yet or not, you know, like FBI.
I think it was.
With some of them, but.
Like that old guy on the docks, a cop, yeah. You know, the one that everybody thinks a bomb, he's really a fed.
I sensed he had something to do, you know.
Well, he kept wanting to go out to the island, but they wouldn't let him. And, you know, the next phone, but they wouldn't let him.
But see, like they were really at war, you know, in a sense, and they really had to make sure, even if they had to be nice to some of their own people, because some of the old people were the ones that were ready to sabotage.
But like, say, you talk to a certain individual one day, you know, like you get to know him in a certain. Maybe a little, not much. But you talk to them one day, and the next day they don't know you from beans.
I don't know. I didn't get that impression.
Yeah, we just did.
Because
we did it twice. Like we talked to John that first day, and he was really outgoing, friendly. He said he'd show us around the island that afternoon, but we said we couldn't make it that afternoon, and maybe. If we were out there, we'd be out there tomorrow for sure, the next day for sure. And he says, well, if I'm there, fine. You know, if I'm not, I have all these other things to do here on the mainland. So when he ran out there, he didn't even know us. You know, like he ran towards this guy that was guiding us up there, and that was it. And he ran right back. He didn't know us at all. Same with Marilyn Miracle. She talked to us very, very well the first day. And yet the second day she brought a carload of people down from the office and she didn't even know us.
I don't know, maybe I didn't measure that type of thing as being against me. Because I thought,
we're not saying it's against us, it's just that it's in such a,
well,
I don't know how to explain.
Sometimes I see you guys and you don't talk to me either.
I guess it's
maybe we're, I don't know, it's not that much of a concern with us, it's just a reflection, you know. It's a reflection on some of these characters that are over there.
Well, maybe I've seen that reflection other places and I just kind of shrug it off.
Able to do something, then he wasn't willing to do it because he figured he'd got